Have you been following the whole GameStop mania? Well, shares surged again this morning after their trading app, Robinhood, eased up restrictions that were meant to slow the rush of investors driving up the GameStop share price. Members of the online community Wall Street Bets on Reddit created a frenzy for stocks and that hedge funds and traditional Wall Street investors had decided to short or bet against. And they were wildly successful. One analytics firm estimates those hedge funds lost $70 billion as a result of this run on GameStop and other heavily shorted stocks. Ben Brock Johnson joins us now. He covers technology for Here and Now and hosts the Endless Thread podcast. And Ben, let's slow it down just a little bit so people can get a better sense of what's going on. And let's start with this Wall Street Bets subreddit community. You actually think a lot of that coverage is a little off. How come?
Yeah, I mean, we can all try to slow it down, but it's really fast and furious, right? This week, it's just been a crazy week. So one of the things that has actually been a little painful for me to watch this week, Tanya, is how much people in the finance commentary world and honestly, the media more generally struggle to understand online communities like this. I mean, Wall Street Bets, you know, it's an online community where the social media activity includes memes and jokes about Wall Street, but also real stories from real people playing the markets, for better and for worse, and real learning among young people about trading stocks and investing in the stock market. Any community organized around a general topic that has millions of subscribed user accounts is incredibly hard to describe simply and broadly, right? Reddit is an anonymous platform. But this community that jumped from 3 to nearly 6 million subscribers in the last few days appears to have jokers and teenagers on it, people who work in the finance and stock trading industry, and also real people who are participating in this kind of stock inflation effort to make money or make jokes or make a statement about the inequalities of our capitalist system or all three at once.
Can we talk about, though, those who are participating, who kind of see this as a David versus Goliath story, right? Or at least people buying these short stocks see it this way, like activism, as you mentioned, against Wall Street hedge funds. What are you hearing from this community of people who have decided to buy?
Right. And, you know, again, I should say it's all over the place, right? There are people in this community that are, you know, investing thousands of dollars. You know, there are people in this community that are buying, you know, one or two stocks. But our podcast about online communities like Reddit, Endless Thread, talked to a Redditor this week whose post about participating in the GameStop stock buy went viral. His name is Jake on Reddit. He is Hungry Freak's daddy. He's mid-30s. He works two jobs. He says he's always been poor. And he wrote a widely shared post that was sort of a manifesto as to why he used his very anemic bank account to buy a single share of GameStop at the beginning of this week. And here's a little bit of him reading his post that went viral.
I'm not here to get rich overnight. I don't have enough to invest to make that happen. I'm here to say f*** you and to be part of this moment, this movement. I will never sell. Never. I don't care about the money at this point. If I never see it again, it makes no difference to me. I have to go right back to work tomorrow and the next day and next week and next month and next year. There isn't a single thing you can say or do to change my position. I risk my money happily. Power to the people. I will not sell.
Well, there you go, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, here's somebody who clearly feels strongly about making a statement with what little purchasing power he has. And I honestly think that there are a lot of people like that who are participating right now for all different kinds of reasons. But yeah, there you have it.
Ben, what does this tell us overall about the future of online communities and investing?
Yeah, so I think thing one here is that we're going to see this again. Online communities like subreddit communities are really amorphous and difficult to pigeonhole or organize, but we seem to see them have impact often when they have something to react against. we see this, you know, everywhere from QAnon. We see this among white supremacist groups online. And now we have seen it with this group of people who seem to be questioning or at least challenging the way that America does business on Wall Street. You know, motivations are variable, profiles of users are variable, and results are variable. But the unique force multiplying ability of the internet and how communities rally around things to be against, I think that is not variable, and it's going to happen again.
Ben Brock Johnson covers technology for Here and Now and hosts the Endless Thread podcast. As always, thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Tanya.